These are some of the most recent pictures from Tigray, but they are weeks old. The region is quite deliberately, it seems, being cut off from the rest of the world. The UN believes famine has already taken hold, but humanitarian access remains severely limited, and now the Ethiopian government, in a tweet, has announced it's expelling seven top UN officials. They have 72 hours to leave the country. In response, a spokesperson for the UN Secretary-General read out this statement he's issued.
I was shocked by the information that the government of Ethiopia has declared seven UN officials, including senior UN humanitarian officials, as persona non grata. I have full confidence in the UN staff who are in Ethiopia doing this work. The UN is committed to helping Ethiopian people who rely on humanitarian assistance. We are now engaging with the government of Ethiopia in the expectation that the concerned UN staff will be allowed to continue their important work.
At the UN Security Council, ambassadors viewed the planned expulsions as a most unwelcome development.
Do you believe this expulsion of the top UN staff is part of an attempt by the Ethiopian government to use starvation as a weapon?
Look, like the Secretary-General, I'm deeply shocked by what we've just heard about the expulsion of senior humanitarian workers. You've heard me time and again here raise our concerns about Tigray, now I would say about northern Ethiopia.
With 400,000 people now facing famine, that's more than the rest of people facing famine in the world. So we've got a real humanitarian emergency. We've been working now for almost a year since the conflict started to get humanitarian access in to try and bring the parties to peace. So I think the latest developments will only intensify our determination to try and get a breakthrough.
Several Security Council members have told me they'd like to discuss these latest developments as soon as possible. I'm told a meeting could happen as early as Friday. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, of the United Nations.